Hello, everyone. Welcome to Reiki Radio. I am your host, Yolanda Williams, and I am so happy to be here with you today. I hope that you are all doing well, and I want to wish you a happy September. We are here just on the second day of September, and it's so good to move into this Virgo energy, especially after the energies that we just came out of in August. We had a lot stirring up and a lot of release, and now we're moving into a more stable energy, that Virgo energy. So, as many of you know, we had a beautiful, super full moon in Pisces, which was last Saturday, and you know, that moon was beautiful. It was amazing. And I actually went to the beach to soak it all in, and I put my feet in the sand, and I'm very thankful I needed that grounding, because last month was really huge for me and so many of you, you know, in terms of release. And in my experience, it started with a huge purge, which I did an entire show about. And then I took a trip across the country, and I rounded off the month with that full moon energy, focusing on doing and creating differently. Now, this week in particular, I have experienced this rush of creative inspirations. It's like it just all came streaming through. Like I made room for it all after doing all of that clearing and purging last month. So many of you did reach out to me through email and told me what you were experiencing before, and I would love to know what's going on with all of you now. So please let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can email me through my website, which is yewchi.com. That's yewchi.com. Another thing I wanted to let you know, you know, there are so many things coming up that I am working on, and I look forward to sharing with you very soon. So you can get more information about all of that by signing up for my newsletter. That way you keep in touch with me and you find out about those kinds of updates. And for all of you Reiki practitioners, last week I hosted a complimentary webinar for Reiki Level 2 practitioners, and I guided them through the process of performing a distance session. And it was a lot of fun. It went really well. And the recording is still available for any of you who want to go through that process. So if you would like to listen, you just want to make sure you have permission to perform a distance session on someone and have a proxy available. So something like a pillow to use in place of the person's body. And you can access that webinar if you are registered for the Lightworker Lane newsletter, which you can also get more information about on my website, which is yewchi.com. That's yewchi.com. Okay, so now we're going to get into today's topic, which is your energy around yes and no. Now, when working with people, mainly during intuitive readings, I would say, I found that a lot of our blocks are caused by an inability to say yes or no. Or even in some cases, some of us struggle with hearing yes or no. Now, not only do these words carry vibrations, we attach our own experiences and judgments to them. So today, I want you to consider your energy around these decision-making statements. Yes or no? Now, I think this will be really interesting. And again, I would love to hear what comes up for you when we're done today. So the first thing we're going to do is see what these words feel like in your space. So I'm going to ask you to go ahead and close your eyes. Get comfortable in your space and start to connect with your breath. And you're going to inhale, bringing in new, revitalizing life force energy. Just feel that energy coming in, activating your chakras. Breathe and feel that energy moving through your body. Feel it moving down your arms and legs. You can start to feel yourself expand. And then as you exhale, you want to release any tension. Let your shoulders fall. Breathe and feel that chakra energy begin to radiate and expand. Feel that light streaming from the front and the back of your body, from root to crown, out into your auric field. And feel your aura, that field of light surrounding you. Breathe and feel it expand. Feel yourself radiate. Now take a moment and notice what you actually feel like. What does this feel like in this space? Now I want you to say the word yes. Say yes out loud or in your head. Just let that word, yes, echo through you and notice where you feel it in your body. What does this energy feel like? And notice how your energy is shifting. Does it feel light and expansive? How would you describe yes? Now take another breath and allow your shoulders to fall again. And bring your attention back to your breath and say the word no. You can say it out loud or in your head. Just let no echo throughout your being and notice what it feels like. Where do you feel this in your body? And how is it shifting your energy? Does it feel heavy or constrictive? Or is it neutral? Now bring your attention to your heart chakra in the center of your chest. Right in the middle of your chest. And let the word love echo throughout your body. So you're going to breathe your awareness into your heart chakra and say love. And as you breathe, let it expand in your heart space. And then breathe that energy down your arms and your legs. Let love flow into your feet and your hands, down your back. Breathe it up into your third eye. Feel your chakras radiating this energy of love and fill your aura with this vibration. Keep letting that echo love, let it fill your space. And when you're ready, you can stretch. Stretch your arms out, open your eyes. If you have some water near you, take a sip of water. And I want you to just take note of what that felt like for you. If you don't have anything to write with, just take a mental note. What did yes feel like? And what did no feel like? And how would you describe those energies? and where did you feel them in your body? Now, for many of us, yes can feel very light and expansive, especially when it's in response to something we want or something we accept, or even when we want to share in something. You know, yes is like communal energy. It's supportive. It's considered positive, right? So yes to life, yes to love, yes to sharing, yes to doing and creating. But some of us struggle with yes, especially when we're the ones who have to say it, right? Now, if you do have a hard time with saying yes, it could be a sign of being afraid of commitment or feeling anxious about being tied to something. We may not want to agree to doing something. And that's exactly what yes is. It's an agreement. It's like an energetic contract, right? And for those who struggle with commitment, there may be underlying discomfort or guilt from being prone to breaking these agreements. So think about a time when you said yes, but you didn't really mean it. Now, what did that feel like? Did that feel light and expansive? It probably felt much different than however yes felt in your body just a moment ago. You know, when we say yes, it's like a claim. It's a promise to some degree. And it can sometimes feel suffocating or like an obligation. Now, with this in mind, I want you to be aware of any time saying or hearing yes makes you feel uncomfortable. So think about it this way. How could this expansive light energy make you uncomfortable? If it does, consider if you are being honest. Is there something you need to heal around what you're saying yes to or what you're being asked? And even consider if what you are hearing from someone else is honest. You know, I'm sure it's happened to all of us. Someone may say yes to you about something, but you could feel their discomfort around telling you yes. So what I want you to do is really think about this. Get that it's not so much just the energy of the word itself, but the truth or the stories that we attach to it. So anytime you feel uncomfortable with yes, consider why. Are you in alignment with yourself? Are you being honest? Are you hearing something that's true? If it's not true, that would be uncomfortable, right? Okay, so let's talk about no. Now, that word tends to feel a bit more heavy, right? And it's because no is generally more of a stance than an agreement. There's a firmness to the energy of no. Think about again how no felt in your body. So let's look at it. No is like denial, right? It's lacking and it disconnects us from things. It does the opposite of yes. It takes us out of agreement. No, you can't. No, you won't. No, you didn't. No, I don't want. No, I don't have. That feels much different than yes, I have, or yes, you can, and so on. But no is also very powerful for the same reasons. It's a very clear stance. It's protection. And interestingly, as strong as it is, it often leads us into questioning why, right? So when you tell someone no or you hear no, the next response is usually why. Why don't you want to? Why didn't you? Why won't you? Now, when we're uncomfortable with no, just like yes, we can consider why. Think about it. No can often be combative, defensive. But what is it that we're defending or protecting? Sometimes it's ego, it could be feelings, it could be anything. And no also tends to lead us into stories and jumping to conclusions, making assumptions. When we hear no, it kind of rattles us sometimes because we may not like it when someone is not in agreement with us. Now, not being in agreement from an energetic point of view can feel like disharmony. But the truth is that when you are in harmony with yourself, you don't feel a need to force outside energy into matching yours. So you can hear or say no with more comfort. And from that space of comfort and ease, there is more of a chance of energies naturally merging and transforming, coming into an agreement of some sort. So let me give you an example of this. When we disagree forcefully, it can cause destruction on many levels for all parties involved. And we see this in the world in so many ways. Whereas if we disagree, but respect each other enough to hear and see and try to understand the other person's stance or position, we have a better chance of merging through compromise. Right? So this week, I urge you to pay attention to your interaction and relationship with the energies of yes and no. You can learn a lot about you by paying attention to how you use these words, how they feel, when you use them, and why. But most importantly, you'll realize if you are being true to you by how they feel when you're using them. Are you being true to you? So that's all for today. And as always, it's just some food for thought. And I would love for you to share your experiences with me. So if you like, you can always contact me through my website, which is yuchi.com. That's yewchi.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for the Yuchi and Lightworker Lane newsletters. And that way you can know about any upcoming classes or just other information that I share with the community. So be sure to do that. And before we go, I do want to thank all of you for showing up and supporting Reiki Radio. You know, tomorrow is the 2-year anniversary of this podcast, and I can't believe it. I can't tell you how much fun I've had, and I feel like I was just saying that it was the 1-year anniversary not that long ago. But, you know, it has been so much fun. It's been very rewarding. It's been hard at some times, but I am so thankful to be able to share with you, all of you, and globally at that. You know, it still amazes me, and I truly appreciate you for being here. And finally, for those of you who are ready to strengthen your intuition, I am teaching an intuitive mastery class, which started 2 weeks ago. But it's 10 weeks, actually. It's a 10-week class. So all of the classes are recorded. And even if you want to join us now, you can go back and listen to the first 2 classes, which are available on the private student page. And that has been a lot of fun as well. But again, go to my website. You can get more information about that. And I will talk to you next Wednesday here on Reiki Radio. Have a beautiful night. And remember to always journey in love.